I can't see a thing, but I feel so safe. Coming into the white darkness, that war shadow never bright nonsense.
It's Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsaw.
And I'm co-host Michael McCallum.
I love it. Always to the bittersweet end.
You know, one of the great things about doing this show is that we get to reinvite our friends on who are doing so well. And one of them we're going to spend the hour with here today on Showbiz Weekly as we get ready for a wonderful Pride weekend here in Lansing, which if you want to stop by the table at the Family Equality Council, I will be hosting that table all day long. So you can come over and say hi to me and my family and all the great people there.
Nowhere to find you, talk to you, bug you.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be under the tent sweating.
This is one of those times like you always publicly, like when you share where you're going to be, what day, what time. It's kind of a blessing and a curse.
It is. But we'll sign autographs, and Michael's going to come by and say hi too, isn't he?
Yes,
absolutely. So speaking of that guest again, this man has been doing music, and it's just, when I talk about him, it's an amazing thing because the journey of what he did and how he got there and all these connections he's made, and then to hear him produce the music that comes out of him is just the sweet sounds of Matt Goosen, who's joining us right now again on Showbiz Weekly.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
The album dropped May 5th of 2017, Only Human, available on iTunes. And at the end of this segment, you're going to hear one of the little snippet of the track, because I want you to go out and buy it. And we're going to listen to a little bit of So Long So Soon from that. But Matt, congratulations.
Thank you, man. It's finally here after about 9 years of nothing.
It doesn't seem like 9 years, but you know, you've been putting a lot of this together for a while, but it has this feel that it just works, and you know, it's connecting. Every song connects.
Yeah, from retrospect, it's a nightmare for marketing and because it's all over the map, from R&B to jazz to pop to right. bluegrass to a Beatles to, you know, a little bit of everything. But it was, like you said, it kind of connected. I think lyrically it connects. It's the whole album is about that journey that you were talking about. And I know that kind of sounds corny and cliche, but it is. And it's about a lot of the crap that I went through. It's about, you know, I touch on a lot of stuff like alcoholism and when I was in a mental home for a couple months, 10 years ago. Like, I touch on everything.
Wow.
And I think that's why people are really grasping onto it, because it's as honest as it gets.
Yeah. Gut-wrenching truths are always the way to go.
With a lot of happy songs, too. Plenty of happy songs for the perfectly happy people out there as well.
Exactly. the hands are raising in the air, right, as we speak. So, Only Human. Let's talk about the title track.
Only Human is, that's one of the older tunes. Some of the songs on this record I started writing years and years and years ago, mm-hmm. and then finished them, you know, more recently to releasing the record. Only Human, I started, I want to say 7-8 years ago, I started it.
Wow.
And originally it was about, just how awkward I am on first dates around women, you know, whatever. Whenever there's a girl around, I just completely clam up and become a different human being.
Oh, you've been taking a page out of my diary, man. Come on.
But we have to say that this was 8 or 9 years ago, because Matt is now happily married, by the way.
Exactly. This was right before I met her. So but then over time, it kind of just evolved as a overall awkwardness, and just, you know, all my friends are awkward. All my friends have problems. So I kind of wrote it about all that.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that part of it. Thanks, Matt.
he's just saying it.
Thanks to you guys. That song is done.
Well, we I think we have to appreciate when someone really digs deep in the cathartic process of writing, as we're all writers and musicians in this room right now that you're talking to. So we all have this feeling of connecting to what you're saying. And of course, when you take pen to paper, because I'm old school, you've got to feel that coming through. Yeah, absolutely. Michael's taking notes as I'm writing right now.
But I'm even older school. I'm stone tablet. I just carve it in the stone.
That's funny.
But you're right. Revealing oneself, especially in a magical, musical, universal way like this, is so important. And for you to share that is great. I love awkwardness. I am a huge nerd and nerdy and awkward fan. So, yeah, most of the people in my life, except for the models, which is interesting because Matt, by the way, is married to a model.
I
a TV
am.
Model.
She's really, really pretty.
and was on TV.
This is that time if, like, you've messed up at all in the last 2 weeks, you can make up for it right here.
Because we met, 8-9 years ago, and at an event, I was opening for Hootie and the Blowfish, and she was, you remember the show Deal or No Deal?
Absolutely. Yeah.
She was one of the case models. Either no deal. So she was making an appearance, and we were both brokenhearted, and we met that night. And of course, I'm like, oh gosh, she'll never date me. Give me a break. And it took me 2 years to actually say, hey, you're pretty. I'm single. Why not get a meal?
And hey, that's how that kind of. I think you just wrote another song there, Matt. We have to take a break. Oh. We're going to go out on So Long, So Soon. And when we come back, we're going to pick up where we just left off with Matt Cousin. Don't go anywhere.